Serving up a healthy dose of news, traffic, and engaging opinion. This is Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
The sales representative with RE/MAX Escarpment Realty, the Golfy team, and joins us now on Good Morning Hamilton. Rob, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm good. Have you noticed the market heating up as the spring weather warms up?
It has picked up, and it started picking up the last week of January, and all of February was amazing, and March was really good also. There's a low inventory of houses, but the buyers out there right now are the serious buyers, especially with, borrowing costs are high. So if your house is on the market, you are getting serious buyers walking through your house looking for a house right now.
Are you also seeing more multiple offers now?
Yes, we are seeing more multiple offers. Now, the multiple offers are not, people aren't coming in like 50, 100,000, 200,000 over asking. They're more coming in, it might be 10, 15,000 over asking or at full price. And a lot of times they're coming in under asking. They're being very cautious when it comes to overbidding. But we are seeing multiple offers. We had one just last week that we had 9 offers on a house that we were selling, and the highest offer was only about $25,000 over asking. So it's people are very cautious, but they're serious buyers out there right now.
That's really interesting. With 9 competing parties for one home, you know that 8 of them are going to be disappointed and then moving on to the next house.
That's right. That's right. And they're looking at like I said, these are qualified people looking to buy, and they're people that have a shift in their family. So maybe it's an estate sale. It could be a separation. People that have to move are moving, not people that want to move. So right now we've got the have to's people, and as time will go on, then you'll see the wants, the people that want to upgrade to a bigger house. Maybe they have a 2-bedroom and they have a child, and then they have another child coming. They may need to expand and upsize the house.
Our guest on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML, Rob Golfy, sales representative, RE/MAX Escarpment Realty, the Golfy team, Canada's #1 RE/MAX team, by the way. You can find them online at robgolfy.com. RBC Home Ownership Poll is out, and it shows 37% of Canadians feel the seller's market has passed its peak. That compares to 71% last year. Is Hamilton in a buyer's, seller's, or balanced market right now?
I think it's a little more in a seller's market if it's priced accurately. Now, in November, December, months of inventory, there was 3.5 months of inventory of listings on the market. Right now, as of March, we only have 1.5 month of inventory. So it's actually shrunk. So that means if we stopped listing houses today, we have probably 6 weeks of inventory left that's on the market. Now, the other problem there is that there is still a small percentage of the people that feel that their house value is a lot greater because they're remembering the first quarter of last year, what their neighbor got, and that's an unrealistic price right now. That was an anomaly that happened last year. And so there's a small inventory out there that's an overpriced listings, which will probably have to sit for a while until the homeowner realizes that the market's not going to give them that large dollar on their house.
Another interesting point in this RBC poll, 31% of respondents said they believe there's only a small window of time to take advantage of lower house prices. Do you buy into that, or are some home seekers going to find some value in waiting until maybe later this year or even next year because there is that threat of a recession?
Well, everybody's talking about that, but I don't think the recession is going to be hit as hard. I think the recession is going to hit hard more to companies that have consumer goods. I think that's going to affect them, but not as much as the average consumer. Now, the inventory, like for instance, everybody's waiting for the market to bottom out. The market bottomed out in November, December last year. It bottomed out. Now it's starting to climb little by little as each month is going on. I think it's going to balance out through the summer, but then it may climb just a little more again in September, October, and then balance out. But then I truly feel 2024 we'll start seeing large increases again. So I think this is the year. If you're going to buy something, I would buy it buy a house this year, and then hold on to it for 5 years minimum, and then you'll do very well on your equity on that house.
Great insight, as always, from Rob Golfy, sales representative, RE/MAX Escarpment Realty, the Golfy team. He'll be joining me on Saturday's edition of the Golfy Real Estate Show here on 900 CHML, Saturdays at 9. Rob, appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Wake up with the information you need to get the most out of your day. You're listening to Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.